You are listening to the Landon and Jeff Show, exclusively on DolphinsTalk.com. And now, here are your hosts, Landon and Jeff.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, breaking news. After 1 week of our playoff picks, we are exactly tied.
I'm so shocked. Like, how did that happen?
Well, we are going to fix it. You are not picking first in both games. And let's try to pick them a little bit different, at least on one of the games, please.
I want to go first for a Saints-Rams game.
Great, because that's the one game that I'm just going to pick whoever you don't pick.
Okay.
Just to make it different. All right, we'll get to those at the end, but there's actually a lot of Miami Dolphins news to cover, pal. You want to kind of dive into it?
I would like to.
All right. Well, the first thing, let's get it out of the way. Right after we recorded episode 24, about an hour after we recorded it, Adam Gase was announced as the head coach of the New York Jets. Since then, they've hired Greg Williams, which I can't see how that possibly is going to get along. They had one of the weirdest press conferences I've ever seen, and Adam Gase's eyes landed. I don't know what was going on there, but the whole thing is just weird. And I lived in New York City for a while, and I will tell you, the New York City media is going, I wish Adam Gase nothing but the best and hope he turns into a great coach. I get it. It didn't work here, but this is not going to end well, because the things you get away with in South Florida, where the weather's nice and people, while they care, it's not quite as obsessive as it is in New York City. You're not going to get away with it there. And the press is going to eat him for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even a midnight snack.
Yes, I would agree.
So what do you think, though, that the fact that we have to play Adam Gase twice a year now?
I don't think it's a have to. I think it's more of a get to. Because I feel like, not going into it too confident, I feel like, rather, if he's still here when we're trying to, I don't know what we're going to do necessarily next season, if we're going to try and like throw games and lose games to get a higher draft pick or whatever. But if we aren't doing that, I feel like we should be comfortable beating the Jets.
Well, I think it's going to be really, really, interesting to know kind of, what's going to happen there, because I think the biggest issue is going to be, is Adam Gase always claimed he was like this quarterback expert, and now he's a good young quarterback. I think we've all seen Sam Darnold could be a good young player, and now he has what he wants. So we'll see what he can get. Greg Williams, Landon, you didn't watch Hard Knocks because I don't think I let you watch that. But man, some of the things he did in Hard Knocks and the language he uses and sort of the whole kind of tough guy, they both seem like they are rock hard, my way or the highway personalities. I don't see how on earth that's going to mesh.
Yeah, I believe they are completely opposite. And you need to find other coaches that kind of click together with you and they work with you. And I feel like that's going to be more of a relationship where they work against each other.
Yeah, the other thing is the Jets are going to have to make a transition probably from a 3-4 to the aggressive 4-3 that Greg Williams has always played. So that means some short-term pain, but just listening to some of the stuff Adam Gase said, it's just absolutely ridiculous what he said at the press conference. So I don't even know what to say about it, Landon, other than bring him on. I can't wait till he comes down to Miami next year. I can't wait till the Dolphins fans organize another MetLife takeover up at in New Jersey. And let's see what happens. For all I know, Landon, Adam Gase is going to start telling everybody the New York Jets actually play in New York, not in Jersey. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. So that's the first bit of news. The second bit of news, Landon, is we don't have a coach because we're not allowed to hire the guy we want to hire because his team keeps winning.
Yeah. Let's go Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. But what are your thoughts on Brian Flores? Not that either of us have met him, spent a second of time with him, or know much about him. What are your thoughts on having him as the next head coach of the team?
Well, I guess I'm excited. It's kind of tough to see because he really hasn't said much about being it, because obviously the Patriots keep winning, so he can't. But it's just really tough because it's not like he's an offensive or defensive coordinator. We know a lot about it. He's a specific position coach, so it's hard to really know much about him. But I'm excited to see, with the names we've had been given, with who he wants to hire, I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that Greer went there first and interviewed him first. Chris Greer, that was the first guy he spent some time with, and obviously they have a longstanding relationship. The other thing, Landon, and I don't know if you read this article, but the Dolphins hired the Bills' national scout, Marvin Allen, who is in some way, shape, or form responsible for a lot of the talent on the Kansas City Chiefs, because he was their director, I believe, of college scouting, as the assistant general manager. And one of the articles that somebody wrote or put a post on Twitter said that he instantly becomes the best talent evaluator the Dolphins have in the building the minute he walks in the building. So that makes me excited, because I'm starting to wrap my head around this idea of, let's not draft a quarterback this round. And if we're not going to draft a quarterback this round, then let's make sure we draft one next year when the crop is significantly better on paper with Tua, the kid from Oregon, Jake Fromm from, not from State Farm, but from Georgia. There's some good quarterbacks there. Plus, you never know who's going to pop. But if we can get, you know, you look at, there's some early mock drafts that came out today even, and there's some good players on the board at 13. And yeah, they may not be players who are difference makers in terms of winning lots of games next year, but they're good foundation pieces to build.
Yeah, and you never know if certain players, like people like Leighton Van Der Esch, no one expected him to be walk-on, almost best linebacker in like league, standout player. No one expected that. And you never know when you have a pick around 13 where you have a chance of doing something like that.
Yeah.
Especially when we get someone who's a better talent evaluator right in the building.
Yeah. Yep, and one of the better ones that I read today was that it had Greedy Williams, the cornerback from LSU, going to us at 30. And again, this is way too early, but that's a solid guy. That's someone that I think we would ultimately do very well with, another shutdown cornerback. You have him, Howard, and Minka back there in the defensive backfield. That's a good secondary going forward. So there's plenty of options they have in not being boxed in the quarterback. But the big story, Landon, that everyone's talking about is that Kyle Murray has declined or decided to enter the NFL draft. He could still pull himself out of it and end up playing baseball, but a lot of people are excited about him. What do you think about him as a potential quarterback for our Dolphins?
I think he's a really good quarterback, but I feel like he's going to go before we even have a chance to hear his name. I don't think there's going to be a chance he makes it to 13. So it'd be lovely if we get him, and he'd be a huge difference maker. Having a mobile quarterback, which when you have a struggling offensive line, which can help. But I highly doubt he's going to be able to stay till 13.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The mock draft I saw today had four quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks. So who knows what's going to happen, and we'll just have to wait and see. But either way, Landon, it seems like it's almost more exciting now than it was the last week of the season when we knew we weren't making the playoffs. So we have that you know, to look forward to at least.
Yes, we do.
What else is out there? You know, Xavien Howard, they have not signed him yet to the deal, but hopefully that'll get done. What else are you looking forward to right now in the world of the Dolphins?
I'm looking forward to who we're hiring more as a defensive coordinator, because I really haven't heard that too many names for that, as where offensive coordinator, I've heard plenty of names. So I'm excited to see who we do for that.
Well, so what I can ascertain so far, and again, you don't know till you know, but Jim Caldwell will come on board most likely as the offensive coordinator and associate head coach. And then the defensive coordinator is potentially someone from the Green Bay Packers. I believe it was the linebackers coach of the Green Bay Packers who used to work with Coach Flores at the Patriots. Trying to find his name right now, Landon. But that is the first thing that I read. But we'll see. We'll see what ends up kind of happening about that.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm excited to see is who we're going to end up re-signing, because we obviously have Xavien, who we have to pay him. That's not that's guaranteed. Like there's no way we're going to let him walk. And I'm interested to see if we sign people like Juwan James or not.
Yeah. Hey, Landon, so the two people that are being talked about is Brett Bielema, who used to be a college football coach for Arkansas, and before that Wisconsin, and then potentially Patrick Graham, who's an offensive assistant with the Packers, who was only there, I believe, a year, But he's thought of, you know, pretty good. But either one of those guys, you know, the thing I think you can't overlook, Landon, is that we're going to have a first-time head coach, right? But Jim Caldwell's been a head coach and has, you know, been to the Super Bowl as an assistant coach. So at least you have an experienced voice in there that'll help kind of a young coach out. And Bielema has also been a very good head coach in college. So we'll just have to kind of see how that runs down.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of what happens and who, like, doesn't get signed before. So if someone like Caldwell goes before we ever hire our head coach, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. So we'll have to wait and see, but certainly things are, I don't know, maybe it's just me that the new year is bringing a new sense of optimism, but maybe things are finally heading in the right direction. What I don't want them to do, though, Landon, is I don't want them to spend a lot of money on a multi-year deal with a Nick Foles or anyone as a quarterback, because if you're going to go backwards, you can't sign a guy like that who's not going to want to come in here and lose. So let's stop all the talk of these high-priced guys coming in here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to go almost where we get someone, and if they're good, great. If they're not, oh well. Almost like an undrafted free agent like Nick Mullins was for the 49ers, where they kind of gave him a chance, and they let him just kind of do his thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Well, that's kind of the main news, Landon, that I have right now.
Yeah.
What other news things have you seen?
I haven't really seen any news things, because most of the news I've been seeing is stuff you've been forwarding.
Yeah. You know, can we talk about that? Why do I have to forward all your Dolphins news to you? You got to kind of figure that out.
I'm not sure, because I don't have subscriptions to things like you do, like that on the couple of the Dolphins things you have.
Well, you should be going to this website, dolphinstalk.com, every day. See, there's a plug for the website that broadcasts our podcast, and they have great links to get you to almost all the stories you need. So can you just try to work on doing that between doing work in school?
Okay.
All right. So you want to cover this week's playoffs games before we call it a show?
I would.
All right, so why don't you start? So you want to pick first in which game, the Saints game?
I do.
Okay, so you can pick first in that game, and that is the earlier game, the Saints hosting the LA Rams.
So I'm going to choose the Saints. I feel they have been dominant at home, and very few teams have been able to come close to stopping their defense or their offense. And they have a good defense that has a pretty good defensive line. And I feel like they are going to beat the Rams, especially with the home field advantage.
Okay, so you are taking the Saints to beat the Rams.
I'm going
to take the Rams to beat the Saints. I don't really know if that's going to be the case, but either way, that's what I'm picking. I think the Rams and Jared Goff showed a crazy running game, and if they can kind of get everything going together, then I think that like they ran the ball the other day, I think they could be in really, really good shape.
But I feel like this is a completely different team when you look at it compared to Dallas.
No, I'm with you.
Especially if the whole different environment.
You're right. But you know what? Goff looked pretty good for the first time since Cooper Kupp's been out. And if you have Gurley, he only carried the ball a few times last week. You can run him more. He has more stamina in him. And if CJ Anderson, that offensive line landed for the Rams was so good. And the Saints had a pretty significant injury on their defensive line to one of their defensive tackles. So maybe that's how you beat them. Maybe you just run the ball and keep running the ball and keep running the ball. You know, the Eagles were right in that game with them. So the Rams could do it. I don't know, but I'm going to pick the Rams. And I would not tell the Jared Goff jersey that hangs in your office why that you picked against him.
I clearly chose that over home field advantage. If the Rams are home, it'd be a different story.
All right. Well, speaking of jerseys, a certain jersey from a certain Miami Dolphins football player who's going to be joining us on this pod as soon as we name a head coach is on the way to you. Actually, it's on the way to be framed. Then it's on the way to you. So.
You have a nice spot on my wall for it.
All right, good. Well, maybe I'll get to see it this. I don't think it'll be there before I get there this weekend, but maybe the next time I come down, it'll be there.
Mm-hmm. We have the idea for it, so we're just going to have to move a couple things around.
All right, well, I'm sure you get on that. So let's go to the second game, and I get first pick. And the Kansas City Chiefs hosting New England. I read it could be the coldest game in the history of Arrowhead Stadium, which I don't like when it gets cold because I have some travel coming up and I don't want to be in the cold. But I'm going to pick the Chiefs in this one just because I despise the Patriots. And Landon, I asked Scott Gorrell to come on the podcast again today, and he refused. He continues to refuse to be on the Landon and Jeff show. I'm taking it personally. Scott, if you're listening, we may not even ask you anymore. But let's hope that we're over the Patriots by Sunday night, and we can name a head coach.
You see, the thing is, I was going to choose the Patriots to win this game either way, because I feel they have the experience in these situations, and they've proven to be better than most teams when it comes to the winning the big game. And I feel like they are going to blaze past this Chiefs defense of I can't even tell you like how to describe it. It's just a very interesting defense with a few key playmakers. But once you take them away, it's really nothing special. So I feel like the Patriots were going to win this game either way, if I got to pick between the Chiefs and the Patriots, I would have chosen the Patriots.
Okay. Well, I hope you're wrong, Landon. I hope you're wrong.
Personally, I kind of hope I'm wrong too. I just don't see the Patriots losing this game.
All right. Well, the good news is, Landon, I already feel like a winner this week because Syracuse crushed Duke in overtime, and that made my entire week better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really was a huge win for Seattle. Or not Seattle, Syracuse.
For Syracuse, yeah.
I mixed that up.
Yeah, I don't know how you mixed that up. But it was a fun win. I know that Mike still needs to tell us what Syracuse hat he wants, which is the segue I'm trying to make there. Hopefully one of these days he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Landon. Well, hopefully by next week we'll be able to have our surprise guest on, a current Miami Dolphin wide receiver, who's going to be able to come on once we name a head coach. We don't want to have him on before because he can't really talk about the head coach. So I'm excited for that, and I know that that'll be a great show coming up.
Yep. So hold on. Before we end this one, what is the prize for winning our little competition we have going on with the playoffs?
I don't know, because basically I lose either way, because if I win a prize, I have to give you the money to buy me the prize.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, I hope you're not really working right now, being that you're 13.
No, but I still do chores and I get chore money.
Oh, I like that idea. So maybe whoever wins has to put out the food for the entire summer for Miles the cat.
Ooh, okay.
Because that food doesn't smell very good.
It does not. And it's not a lot of fun because you have to do it early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we can figure out a better bet if you have none. By next week, we'll have a bet dialed in. So we'll need to figure that out, Landon. We're not betting on the Pro Bowl, by the way. I refuse to bet on the Pro Bowl.
I mean, it's literally a 50-50 guess because it's not like anyone's playing 100%.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Landon, one last thing before we go. I don't want to talk about last week, but I'm excited for this week to be able to watch you play a little flag football. Can you tell everyone a little bit about that you're playing quarterback for a flag football team and for the first half of each games, and can you tell people what it's like and how you bring some of your Dolphins knowledge to the flag football team?
Yeah, so I run a lot of like things where we do run a lot of misdirection, which is kind of it's not really a Dolphins thing because it's just kind of like an NFL thing. But we do a lot of quick passes, which is something the Dolphins do. We run a lot of play action, and which is another thing the Dolphins do a lot. So it kind of ties in similar, I guess. We do a lot of like deeper passes when it comes to deeper situations, and we get them if we throw them, which is something the Dolphins do.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I hope that you will be victorious this week because I will be watching you on Saturday when you have a busy weekend. You got football. And you got soccer, or as my friend Ian here calls it, football. And there's a lot of sports we're going to be watching together this weekend.
Yep. Especially with this exciting playoffs where both 1 and 2 seeds made it through.
Yep. 6 years in a row with no wild card team making the Super Bowl. All right, Landon, why don't you take this one home?
Okay. That has been episode 25 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Jeff. Thanks so much for listening.